tantalk.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your host, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. This March Madness selection Saturday, Sunday weekend, March 11th, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg. I'm Mike Rickard alongside baseball Ben Botham, my number one draft pick from Savannah State, now a Seminole Warhawk baseball coach, assistant coach, and as always, welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network and RadioSt.Pete.com. And right around the corner is FloridaSportsStream.com, folks. We're looking forward to that launch as well. And each and every week, we bring you a fresh and a positive perspective in the entire world of sports, a variety of show, if you will. But today's show, it's got a special place in all of our hearts if you're a Rays fan, baseball. Just a week ago yesterday, we lost the great Dave Wills, who, in my opinion, should be in the Hall of Fame as a broadcaster. He was started his career at the Chicago White Sox, and then had been with the Tampa Bay Rays for 18 years, and he passed away suddenly in his sleep last Sunday. And it was just I got goosebumps just talking about it, because we were going to be working alongside at Bourbon Baseball and Cigars that you attended last year over at the Al Lopez Museum. I was looking forward to that, March 23rd or Thursday. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But that's what this show is about. It's a tribute to the great Dave Wills, the radio broadcaster.
Yeah, he did.
You grew up with him.
I did. I certainly did, growing up listening to him talk on the radio. And he did a fantastic job last year at the Baseball, Bourbon, and Cigars, interviewing, of course, Lou Piniella and Wade Boggs, and he was a wonderful talent, and he's hopefully will be in the Hall of Fame one day. He's already in the Irish American Baseball Hall of Fame. He was inducted in 2016, so hopefully he continues to elevate. Yeah.
He exudes Irishman. You know, he was just a happy-go-lucky guy, very giving. I'll share a couple of stories a little bit later on. We've got 2 hours of that. During the Dave Wills tribute, we've got Dave McCarthy. He's the executive director of Ted Williams Foundation. He'll talk about him. Oresti Estrada, of course, the longtime baseball analyst. Talk to him. Joe Boudreau, of course, behind the plan here at RadioSt.Pete.com. He's had season tickets since the 25th anniversary since then, and get some of his perspective as well. He's very involved in the Rays. And then Rick Vaughn. We've had Rick Vaughn. Rick Vaughn hired Dave Wills.
Wow, how about that?
In 2005. So I'm looking forward to Dave Wills. Toby Hall, who started his career out with the White Sox, former catcher for the Rays. He'll join us. And then I think Mac's going to come on. They were pretty close, and he's got some funny stories. And Mark Ferguson. Dave loved this place. He loved Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I mean, how can you not? I could imagine coming here after a long game of,
especially with his personality.
Oh yeah, just having a blast, cutting it up with fans. It's the perfect place to be.
Can you imagine being his radio partner, Freed? I mean, that's a tough go. And he's back on the mic now, but and Neil Solins has been filling in. I don't know who they'll go with permanently, but you know, I know how that transition was. And I was with the Chicago Cubs organization when the late great Harry Carey passed away, and Pat Hughes took his position. He's done a superb job, and he was with Ronnie Sano, and then they progressed through different color guys. But it's a tough transition for any organization when they lose the voice of the organization.
Especially somebody who spent 18 years here. After coming from the White Sox, he was with the White Sox for about 11 years, then spent 18 years here with the Rays, and he got to experience all of our major historical moments, anywhere from the World Series in 2008 to 2020, and a lot of the major calls like Game 163. It's just amazing to hear his voice, and it's going to be big shoes to fill.
Absolutely. Okay. As I said, today's show is a tribute, the entire show. And we'll archive that and we'll get it to the family and friends. And then we'll tell people where to go and get that. Of course, the Fergs from the Front Row is brought to you by our friends at Cocktail Brewing and our great friend, Will Law, who I've been communicating with. He's on the mend. He's a great, great young man. He supported us at the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, and he had two tumors removed in November, the same month that he got married, and he's still going through a very lengthy rehab process. So our thoughts and prayers go out each and every show to our good friend, Will Law. We got a college basketball lineup, of course. It's conference championships. Everybody's fighting for that. To hear that announcement that they've actually qualified tomorrow for. I know it's not your day, but I tell you what, in the world of college sports, Selection Sunday is enormous. And can you imagine being a team like a Savannah State or Georgia Southern, those teams that win their conference to get in, and they're sitting there waiting, or they won their conference. I mean, they're going to be one and done. It's no different than going to Omaha, the opportunity to go to Omaha. So, as a young college basketball guy, waiting to hear if you're on the bubble right now, if you're going to get in, you got to admit that's cool.
Oh yeah, it certainly is. I know, at least in baseball, when Savannah State did make the conference tournament, or once we went past the conference tournament, our first opponent was Florida State.
Oh man,
it did not end well for the Mighty Tigers, but I can't imagine. I can relate to the many teams there going into March Madness. And Mike, who's the team I should be rooting for here? Who as a novice when it comes to basketball, especially college basketball?
IOWA.
That's the one?
Oh, hell no.
Am I riding them to the finish line here, Mike?
Get on that sinking ship with me, buddy. The Iowa Hawkeyes, regardless of the seasons they have, they just have had a tendency to be one and done when they expect them to go. So, it starts 64. Actually, it's more than that. 64, 32, 16, 8, 4 in championship. And they've been projected to go the last several years as far as the Sweet 16, Elite 8. First round knockout by some Cinderella story has been the Hawkeyes MO of late with March Madness.
Yeah, all seems.
Yeah,
I never seem to get the good luck either with these. I've made a couple brackets from time to time, Mike, but I just don't know what I'm doing. Well, I picked schools just because I knew somebody who played there.
Are you like these women that get in these pools? You like the colors. Well, here's a gentleman that has been immersed in baseball for quite some time. He was just on a few weeks ago, kind enough to join us and talk about the Ted Williams Foundation and the wacky world of baseball. But today, this is, as I said, a two-hour tribute to the great Dave Wills, and Dave McCarthy was in that building for many years, and he's kind enough to join us. It's a somber Saturday, but all at the same time, he was a good old Irishman, which you can appreciate, and I know your thoughts and prayers are with his family, Dave McCarthy. Thanks for taking time to join us.
Well, Mike, I'm running around spring training, and I'm actually on the road driving through Dave's hometown of Lutz right now, so I was just thinking about him, and boy, I'll tell you, what an iconic voice. My children and grandchildren, whenever they watch a Rays game, they're always going, "He struck him out," just like Dave did. And I think we'll remember that forever. What a great guy.
I'm going to have to get that soundbite anytime. You just gave me goosebumps thinking of that. I have a soundbite every time we do our baseball conversations. Did you have much interaction being in the same building that he was in each and every home game?
Of course, Mike. We both ate in the press box before the game. So, I mean, talk about sociable. But, no, I would see him every game. Before the game, a lot of the guys go up and grab a bite before, because it's going to be a long night, and I would see him in there with Andy, and sometimes I'd go over and say hello, and we talk a little baseball or whatever. Andy as well, I've known him for quite a long time, because he was the voice of the then Pawtucket Red Sox up north where I'm from a long time ago. So I actually think of Andy a lot right now. It's probably hard on him, probably harder than most, because he was as close to Dave as a brother. I mean, sat with him, worked with him every day. It's got to be very difficult for Andy right now.
Yeah, I just alluded to that fact, and just the transition to a new partner, and you've seen it in baseball many times. I happened to be working for the Cubs organization during that transition from Harry Carey to Pat Hughes, and he still had Ronnie Sano by his side, but it was still, you know, that happens, you know, it's just life, but it's still a tough transition, and the fan base, you know, it takes a while for them to get adjusted as well.
It really does, and I think what makes it really hit home for people is anybody in any kind of celebrity status, and of course, if you're a Rays fan, you listen to Dave every night, you feel like you know him, and to all of a sudden lose somebody and lose that voice, it has a profound effect. But it also, in other ways, reminds us that the real important things in life, and we shouldn't let them pass by, and we should appreciate what we have every day.
And I tell you what, the testimonials, I've been listening to other broadcasts, the testimonials from people that were just people on the street and would happen to have an interaction with Dave Wills and the elderly and the sick and the people in hospice. I mean, this guy was very giving back to the community. And we're going to talk to Rick Vaughn, who hired him in 2005, in the next hour of the show. But those kind of stories tell you, you know, the true worth of that human being, and he was one of those cats.
It, absolutely. Great hire by Rick, by the way, who's a good friend of mine, and I did not know that Rick originally hired Dave. So that's a little piece of baseball history that I appreciate you sharing. And I don't know what else you can say. I'll put it in this perspective for you. I grew up, I'm 70 years old, I grew up in the Boston area, and there was a guy named Ken Coleman, and as a kid, I listened to him with the transistor radio, probably burnt my ear a few times at night hiding it in the bedroom, and you remember those days, right? We're old. And anyway, I got to know him at the end of his life, and when he passed on, I felt like I lost a second father, because that voice meant so much to me, and I suspect, and I know, it's the same with Dave Wills, that voice. A lot of young people grew up listening to him, and he is the Rays, the voice of the Rays, and it's like losing a family member.
Well, my young baseball expert across from you, you haven't met him yet. You will. You'll enjoy him. Ben Botham, you know, he's 24, and he played college baseball, and he's coaching at Seminole, but he grew up. You grew up with Dave Wills.
Certainly did, yeah. I mean, almost every day driving home in my dad's car, it would always be tuned in on the radio, and you'd hear his voice booming through the speakers. And it was just how can you forget that voice? It's perfect for baseball.
Well, Dave's 70. He just remembered who he listened to. In my case, it was Northwest Iowa transistor radio, sitting across playing gin rummy from my grandfather as he's firing Chesterfield Straits in my face, and we're listening to Halsey Hall, and I'm surprised I never did get secondary cancer, lung cancer, but I remember those days like they're yesterday, because it's embedded in your mind, isn't it, Dave?
I'll tell you this. This is the great thing about baseball. A guy like Dave Wills, all these people, they are forever a part of us, a part of our family. Like the game, and the game just takes us away from all the troubles in the world, and we just all can agree on rooting for a team, we can agree on watching it, talking it, arguing baseball, and it really makes, to me, it makes the troubles go away and gives a great peace, and I think that's the allure of baseball and why we all love it so much.
Well, in your case, you're 70 years old, and you know I'm just about 67, and being involved in baseball, involved in sports, it does keep you young and energized, and you are very blessed. You're hitting all these parks, seeing, you know, Tigers fan base, seeing the Pirates fan base, the Rays, the Red Sox. I mean, you get a little – the Phillies, Yankees. I mean, you see the energy and the joy, the young and the old, the baseball fans, men, women, all colors, all coming to these different parks from all over the country. It's passionate.
It is, and you know, the great thing is that we're all the same. I do the Phillies a lot in the spring training, and those people remind me of the same Boston crowd I used to work with growing up, and also some of the older fans with the Rays. I mean, they all remember the older days, and we all enjoy talking baseball, and like I said, it's just a great escape from all the problems in the world, and I know football is exciting. I like it too, but baseball to me is Americana, and I think it's the greatest game ever played.
Well, this young man across from me, you've got to meet him. He's 24 years young, but he is a historian, and he acts like he's about 65 on his positions in life in baseball, and I love it. And that's the beauty of it, that it does, it still does reach all generations.
Absolutely. And I think it always will. And you hear things about, we're losing fans or whatever. I think this game is going to get stronger. Yeah, we're going through some bumps as we get into the future, but baseball is baseball, and it will survive.
All right, my friend. Well, thank you for taking a few moments out of your day. I know you're busy this time of year, but I wanted to get your perspective. You've been over in that building quite some time. Hey, I got a problem, though. You just said that you got to eat in the press room?
Yeah.
Schmoes, I worked a couple times for you. I think I got some cheese.
Oh, no, you
fries.
Were an employee. You were an employee. I'm up with Dave and Andy. I mean, that's the good area up there.
Now I got a media pass. Now you're not big timing me anymore.
Well, I want to just leave you with this to both of you, your young friend there, who I look forward to meeting, and you. Since I'm doing this interview while I'm running around today, very busy, you both owe me the best cheesesteak in the world, which is right there at Ferg's. So I'll be looking forward to having lunch with both of you down the road, and give my best to everybody at Ferg's.
I will, my man. Drive safe, and thanks for taking this time out.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
In memory of Dave Wills. Let's take a break. No, you know what? Let's put Mark Ferguson on real quick. He just came by. We just got done talking to Dave McCarthy. This is our two-hour tribute, Mark, as I mentioned to you, on the great Dave Wills. We just got done talking to Dave McCarthy over at the Ted Williams Foundation, and I worked for him, and he just informed me he got to eat in the press room every day with him, and I never got a chance when I worked for him to eat in the press room. I got media credentials now, but he said that we owe him the best cheesesteak. Is that what he said?
Yeah, the best cheesesteak.
The best cheesesteak in Tampa, St. Pete, and he should know, at Ferg's.
Oh, that's amazing.
I didn't realize that was your signature go-to. I thought it was the wings.
I'll tell you the first story. I heard Dave Wills' name. 2005, I opened the paper. I didn't know they were hiring a new radio guy. And there's an article. And it said Dave Wills from White Sox got hired to be the new radio announcer at the Rays. And on the way over, they picked him up in a limo at the airport, brought him over to Tropicana Field. On the way here, he saw Ferg's, and he said, "What's that place?" And the driver said, "Oh, everybody goes there before and after the games." He goes, "Really?" So he went to his news conference, and he's telling everybody how he performs and what he likes to do. And he said, "I love talking to fans. You tell everybody after every game I'm going to Ferg's and I'll have a beer with you."
Oh my God! Did you hear that?
Yeah, no, it was in the newspaper.
Oh, okay.
It was in the newspaper, and so the next Friday I met Dave. He came by for happy hour, and I ran into him and one of his best friends from Chicago, a lawyer, and I started talking to him. He goes, "Yeah, you kind of got me in trouble." I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "That newspaper article, I was just being nice. I said, I'd like going to Ferg's." And Vince Namoli called him in the next day. And
he was the owner then, wasn't he?
He was the owner. He said, "Don't you ever mention Ferg's name again. He's not a big notch supporter. I mean, sponsor that we have other people more important."
That's classic.
He goes, "Whatever you say, you're the owner. I'll do it." But he supported us from day one, and we hit it off and became real good friends. And my other old friend, Big Dennis, is from Chicago, and he was a Southsider, and they hit it off really well. And it just, Dave was just a great guy, always kept up for him what was going on behind the scenes. We'll miss him dearly, and it hasn't really hit me yet, but I try to remember all the good times we had.
And that's what we're trying to do today.
He would bring over the whole front staff. They sit on the sidewalk. In fact, we had a bar. We had to sign up forever, Dave's Bar. I'm sure we're going to put it back up. But he was just a wonderful, wonderful man. And his wife, Liz, and Michelle, I just can't imagine what they're going through, but they have a lot of love around him, and he did superior things, and he'll be remembered by everybody in the top of the top.
You know, we were just talking to Dave McCarthy about generations growing up. Ben's a diehard baseball fan, grew up with listening to him, you know, and I went through the same thing with Harry Carey up north. I mean, you grow up with that voice representing your organization, and then it's all, it's gone. And Andy, his partner now, you know, that same thing happened with Ronnie Santo. It's a tough transition, but the fan base, they almost feel like he's a close personal friend. And you said he was that kind of human being.
Oh, he was always talking to people, always willing to take pictures, always laughing, always put the best face forward, like we all need to do, and treat everybody with a lot of respect.
Well, I just found out that Ben found out or looked it up. He is in the Irish Broadcasters Hall of Fame?
Irish American Baseball Hall of Fame, elected in 2016.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, well, deservedly so, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we need to. What was his favorite beverage? We need to come up with maybe a signature Dave Wills beer, drink for the baseball season.
He loved drinking beer.
Oh, so
he drank beer. Always drank beer.
And Mac said his favorite song. He'd go to Mac the DJ, who'll be on a little bit later on, and said, "Kung Fu Fighting."
Yep.
He would go to Mac when he'd bring a group of people and say, "Play Kung Fu Fighting." Now that's kind of bizarre.
A great man. I got to run now, but hopefully down the road we will do something for Dave Wills and his family. So just stay tuned.
Sounds great. Mark Ferguson, thanks for sharing that. That's a great story. On his way here, he says he's looking forward to going to Ferg's. Hasn't been here yet. And then he gets chastised by ownership.
Yeah, and I think it's really fitting that, you know, the team that almost was the Florida White Sox, that would then become the Tampa Bay Devil.
Oh, forgot about that.
We get a guy from Chicago who was an announcer for the White Sox to come down here and announce for our team for
We'll have to talk to Toby Hall about that in the next hour. Hey, we're going to take a break. The big O, Estrada, he will not be available for 15 minutes. We'll try to get a hold of Joe Boudreau, but you and I got plenty to talk about. We'll be back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on this very special tribute to the great Dave Wills, the Rays broadcaster that we lost last week. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
Hurricane Ian wreaked havoc across the state of Florida, leaving many Floridians asking where to go for information on their insurance claims. Times are stressful and the uncertainty is as well. Ask an adjuster is here to guide you through the process and make certain you maximize your insurance claim. Fred Martinez and Art Roger Warren are private adjusters that work for you. They are not the insurance company. Their motto is inspect, advise, collect. The inspection and claim review are free. That's how confident Ask an Adjuster is. Fred and Roger have worked together for years lawyers and recovered $50 million for the clients on top of what the insurance company wanted to pay. Handling your own claim without a Florida public adjuster is like going to court without an attorney. You can do it, but a sizable disadvantage without the knowledge of the rules and procedures. Give Fred and Roger a call today at 321-961-3380 for your free inspection and claim review. That's 321-961-3380. Go to askanadjuster.com for more information and ease the stress of this challenging time.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. I'm sitting across from Ben Botham. I'm Mike Rickard, and we are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on this March 11th, this March Madness Selection Sunday tomorrow. This Saturday is very important for a lot of conference championships, which is an automatic berth into March Madness. And we've got a superb group of people coming down to watch their respective teams. I know that. But it's a very special show today. It's a tribute to the great Dave Wills, the Rays broadcaster for 18 years. We last Sunday, suddenly, you just heard Dave McCarthy, executive director of the Ted Williams Foundation, share some stories. Mark Ferguson sharing a very interesting story, Ben.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I love the ownership kind of getting a little angry at him for supporting a local business.
Well, it sounds like Fergs was his neighborhood tavern, if you will.
It certainly was.
It's a little bigger than a tavern with 104 televisions and 35,000 square feet. We got a concert tonight down here. By the way, I didn't do the Fergs from the front row. I'll throw a couple of marquee games out there today. There's a ton of college basketball. Big Ten champion. They're all. You've got Ohio State, Purdue. You've got, what did I see? Oh, Vandy upset Kentucky yesterday. Texas, they take on Texas A&M, Penn State, Indiana. Every conference has their championships this weekend. So come on down here to Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Ask them to turn the television over, and they will do so for you. So you've got some a little history there on Dave Wills and where he grew up, where he went to college.
Oh, yeah. Dave Wills, he attended Elmhurst College. Excuse me. He was actually
it's in the Chicago area.
I believe so. He was a pitcher for the baseball team and worked for the school's newspaper. So he got his start early there until he graduated with degrees in speech and communication and urban studies in 1988. And after he graduated, Wills served as the pitching coach / recruiting coordinator for Elmhurst College baseball team in 1989. And later would move on to become the interim head baseball coach at the University of Chicago in 1990. So it wasn't just talent on the microphone, Mike. He also had talent on the field as well.
Well, he said that he got into baseball, communication in baseball, because he knew he wasn't going to be making the bigs.
I think he might have a little bit in common there, Mike. Me and him.
But he was in the bigs, and you're now on. You're broadcasting, and you're also you're coaching. So you're living your passion.
Yeah, definitely am. He had his first play-by-play position with the Class A Kane County Cougars, for whom he
Kane County Cougars.
Oh yeah, for whom he was the radio voice.
Kane with a K or a C?
Kane with a K, Cougars with a C.
KCC.
KCC. That's not too bad. I'm rocking a KC hat right now.
KC Monarchs.
Had to do a little throwback today for you.
That
Mike.
Is throwback. The Negro Museum. Very cool down there.
Oh, yeah. It's a great museum. I definitely will make sure to head down to it sooner than later. It's definitely on the bucket list up there with Cooperstown. And have you ever made it all the way over there yet, Mike?
I have not made it to Cooperstown. I made it to the Negro Museum in Kansas City several times, which you have not yet. You need to make that junket. You'd love it. Very, very intriguing. And, of course, you developed the Savannah, the city of Savannah?
Yeah, the city of Savannah.
Negro Museum.
I put together a whole museum exhibit specifically on the Negro Leagues in Savannah and the local black teams that played for various companies and businesses there as well, dating all the way back to the late 1800s, where they created the first all-African-American baseball league.
All? Yeah. African-American baseball team.
Yep.
What year was that?
That was in, I believe it was 1870s, right around then. It was loosely put together. They had teams all the way from Jacksonville all the way up to South Carolina. Savannah itself had three separate teams that participated in the leagues. And the league wasn't very long-lasting, but it did make its mark and set the standard for what the Negro Leagues would later become in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. So it was definitely the birthplace of it. So it was really cool to have explored that and learn a lot about the history there. But I am definitely planning a visit up to Cooperstown for when Ichiro gets elected.
Your man, Ichiro. Hey, a couple of things I'll take care of. The festival day at Tampa Bay Downs is today, starting at 3 p.m. You got five big stakes races, including the Tampa Bay Derby, the Road to Kentucky Derby, and each and every year. During the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont, we will have handicapper Bob Bauer join us. And also today, you know, our good friends at RadioSaintPete.com, Joel Bordeaux and Jay Kolb and the gang, it's their spring fundraiser. Listeners can listen by visiting RadioSaintPete.com and clicking on the donate button. We're trying to get Joe on to talk a little bit about his relationship with Dave Wills. And, you know, he's a season ticket holder for 25 years, and for 18 of them, it was Dave Wills.
Yeah, and I remember earlier this season we were talking about how they had gotten rid of the season ticket. But I after going to FanFest, we were proven wrong. There is season tickets. However, it is not published on their website. You can't purchase season tickets on the website. You have to either call or go in person to purchase season tickets.
Well, I actually now have a season ticket representative over there.
Wow.
We're working on it. Y'all might as well talk about it a little bit. It's going to be pretty cool. Opening day. It'd be nice if you could get away. Sure. It's Thursday. It's the 30th. And they play the Tigers. We have a relationship with the Michigan Sports Network. As we dip our toe into launching the Florida Sports Network, they are going to bring their shows that reach all of Michigan down here, do them live. They're bringing their RV. It's going to be up against the up against Ferg's here. They'll do their morning show twice, and then they'll do their afternoon show on Friday here. They'll leave it down here, and then they're calling the promotion Opening Day Home and Away. Kind of a cool concept.
It's good. Got a good little jingle to it.
Yeah. So they've got all these winners coming, and we're going to have about 25 Tigers fans out here, and then set them upstairs, and they'll have a lot of fun. We will be, if you're going to be around, we'll be inserting our Rays perspective of things, and I'd like you to be a part of that.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be loud and proud in Grand Rapids and Lansing and everywhere. Well, no, even affiliates in Detroit, too. So it'll be a lot of fun, and I'm going to try to get some guests to come in, and maybe Oresti will stop in for that, and guys like Rick Vaughn, and you and I will do perspective on the Rays, and I do have Jeremy Hellickson calling in for that event, so. Go Clones!
Yeah, but the Rays do have a lot of potential coming up this year, Mike, so I know we will definitely be throwing in a lot of Rays info into that broadcast. One of the main people right now who's been lighting up the spring trainings is Basabe, the 22-year-old from Venezuela and the Rays' number 7 overall prospect. He's currently 8-for-15 with 2 extra base hits, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts after Friday's 3-2 loss against Atlanta at Tropicana Field. They actually acquired him in December 2020 that sent the first baseman Nathaniel Lowe to the Rangers. Basabe batted .324 with a .385 on-base percentage and 495 plate appearances between High A Bowling Green and Double A Montgomery last season. So he's definitely a guy to look out for this season. And, you know, he plays middle infield all the way over to third base. And a thing that I like about him that he's trying to change up with his game that I'm not too keen on is he's a contact guy. He's struggling hitting home runs, which I'm very okay with. I want a guy that can pepper the ball around, move the runners over. I'm happy with that. They're saying that he hit just 8 home runs through 1,091 minor league at-bats. I don't think that that's necessarily a problem with the batting average and the on-base percentage that he had, because a guy that can extend an inning and keep the inning going is more valuable to me than a guy who goes, you know, 1 for 3, you know, 1 for 5 with a home run.
Joe Maddon loved guys like that.
I know, but the Rays apparently aren't too keen on it. They want him to start driving the ball a little bit more, and I don't know if I quite like that, Mike.
Well, this season, I think they're 6-6, and you can't really pay attention to wins and losses this time of year.
Spring training records mean close to nothing when you have starting pitchers just go 2 1/3 innings just to see what they're able to do. It's more a proving ground, like with the 23-year-old right-hander Luis Patino. He's doing actually really good this year. He held the Philadelphia Phillies hitless through 1 2/3 innings, walking 2 and striking out 1. He had great command of his slider, and he had full speed with his fastball, 96 miles an hour, which was an issue for him last season. He was actually one of the guys we got. He was kind of the core of the deal when we traded away Blake Snell to the Padres. He was the guy that was supposed to be a big replacement for him, but last year with his hamstring issues, he wasn't able to meet his full potential. So this year, so far, he's been very healthy, and I think we should be able to see him really advance this ball club to the postseason.
Well, I would hope you had a little bit of empathy for KK making his return this past week to Tropicana Field. He's a great human being. You act like he's an.
I was teaching class, Mike. Didn't even pay any attention to him.
Well, the reality is everybody loved the fact that he returned. He made a dynamic. Hey, well, here's a guy that can tell us about the Rays a little bit. He's kind enough to take time on this Dave Wills tribute. Of course, Aresti Estrada, Big O. How are you, my man?
I'm good, Mike. Thanks for having me on, man. I'm sorry to come on a little earlier for you, but I'm actually in Savannah, Georgia. Beautiful Savannah, Georgia, for an MLBPAA Alumni Association little game. We're playing against the Savannah Bananas, and I'm kind of like, I'm not going to play too much, Mike, to be honest with you. I'm going to be bench coach for Dave Stewart, who's the skipper and the manager, but we got some real cool players here. We got Mike Moore, Johnny Damon, Keith Bell. We got some former major leaguers going to play against these Harlem Globetrotters of baseball right now, but I know mainly it's great to be on your show celebrating a great life that was the great Dave Wills, man. We're going to miss him dearly.
Yeah, we just had a conversation with Dave McCarthy. You probably ran into him across in the building over there once in a while, the executive director of the Ted Williams Foundation. Mark Ferguson just told a great story. We're going to talk to Rick Vaughn after you, and then Toby Hall, who was with the White Sox as well as the Rays, as you're well aware of. Interesting little tidbit here. The young man sitting across from me, Ben Botham, say hello to Ben. Ben pitched at Savannah State. Is a assistant coach at Seminole now, but he's a Savannah guy, and we talk about the Savannah Bananas all the time, and here you are going to participate.
How about the
Big O.
How's it going? Yeah, I love the Savannah Bananas. They're, of course, playing there in historic Grayson Stadium, which we at Savannah State used to actually play in. So there's a lot of really great baseball history there, and it's great to see y'all continue in the history playing with the Bananas.
Well, actually, it's interesting because we just left Grayson Park and it was getting a little kind of rundown at this unique, fast-paced game that they created 6 years ago has become an incredible, phenomenal hit, right? And it made me think, guys, and in fact, I commented as they were going through the rules, and we're going to play tonight, but we just, you know, went through a walkthrough. And I said... So I think MLB has kind of stolen a few of your ideas here because, you know, they really keep the pace really fast. They try to, you know, just keep the game more exciting. So it's interesting that they have, inputted so many things over the last 6 years. Now, all of a sudden, Major League Baseball is using a quicker paced game. So they might have stolen a page or two from your Bananas over here in Savannah.
Well, the great game and people like Dave Wills, you know, it evolves through change. You've seen it all the years that you've been, a broadcaster, an analyst, a player, and Dave made it through all of those transitions. But at the same time,
yes, he
maintained that he was for 18 years the voice of the Rays. And every organization, franchise, goes through this transition. Talk about some of the interactions you had, and what a gregarious, great Irishman he was. A lot of fun to be around.
Oh, you know, wonderful fun to be around, and a good Chicago native son, and who you know, obviously didn't like that game, but beloved, just beloved for his time with the Rays, and as you well say, not just for the great on-air presence, but also, you know, what a just kind human being he was, and just, you know, go out of his way type person. But what I'm really, you know, I'm going to share with you guys is like what I felt as a former player. You know, broadcasters should be and are very important to a player. And I think the best compliment I can give is that I remember when I got back, so I was with the Rays as far as, you know, after I retired from the onset. You know, I retired from Japan after 15 years in the majors in Japan and walked right in 1998, you know, in some front office things and doing a lot of things in the community. So, you know, was there from the beginning. And then I stepped away and went, you know, north and started doing ESPN stuff. When I came back in 2010, I was just mesmerized at how good the radio tandem team of Andy Freed and Dave Wills were. Because at first, guys, I'll be honest with you, I was like, how come they don't have a former player, you know, doing the color? And I soon realized there was no need to a former player. First of all, if anything, you know, Dave kind of was the of two play-by-plays of this. That's one back and forth, two calling play and color. He was both great at play-by-play, but also, you know, really understood the color game of baseball. He didn't play in the majors or, you know, professionally, but he did play, you know, in a high level, high school and college, and he really, really kind of, you know, understood the game. Not only that, but the picture that has to be painted because of it being in radio, fellas, is dramatic. That's the history, truly, of broadcast baseball is radio before TV. And the Vince Scullys and in Spanish, you know, fellow Ramirez and those likes that are in the Hall of Fame deservedly so really paint a beautiful picture. And that's what these two guys were. And I soon quickly realized, you know, me being like TV broadcast, man, these guys are great. I considered them by far the best radio broadcast in all 30 teams. And I might be a little biased. I'm in, you know, the Tampa Bay area, but I've listened to many. And they brought together such entertainment, but also, most importantly, information and the picture of the game that you got just used to those voices. I'm so going to miss, you know, that baritone voice of Dave Wills, you know, side by side with Andy Freed. And I'll tell you this, little cheat sheet. So I do, you know, the pregame and postgame, 12 years. And I would do my pregame, and if I wasn't doing Spanish broadcast in-game or some other in-game duties, I would try to, you know, say hello to my fans and whatever, but then I'd find a little cubbyhole somewhere, usually in the Rays Club, where I can watch the game live, watch it on TV for replays, and then always in the Rays Club, they would type in the radio broadcast, guys. And my gosh, did I, like, steal so much stuff from Dave Wills, you know, preparing for the postgame.
We all steal stuff.
Brother, incredible. And just listening to the game while watching it live was just a treat. And I'm sure, like many, many, many lovers of baseball over the decades, those people that remember would come to a baseball game and have a radio that, you know, whatever, you know, team, whether it was the Rays or it was the Mets or the St. Louis Cardinals, the true diehard fan comes to watch the game to not talk and socialize, and then listen to the radio broadcast. That is the epitome of a true baseball, you know, fan and acquired taste. And I'll tell you honestly that there were few greater than Dave Wills over the last 10 to 15 years.
You know, coming from the Midwest and working for the Cubs organization, as I said earlier in the show, you know, I was through that transition of Harry Carey and Ronnie Santo to Pat Hughes. And Pat sat next to Ronnie for the last couple of years of his lifetime. But, you know, every market's impacted by the transition, the change that takes place in the play-by-play, because people grow up with him. Young Ben across from me, you know, he's 24 years old, grew up a Rays fan for 18 years. That's all. And he's a baseball junkie.
That's all you got.
And he grew up with Dave Wills. And I have to agree with you 100% that I think, and he should be, hopefully he ends up in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. Ben said he's in the Irish Broadcasting Hall of Fame. But I do believe that Dave Wills merits the Hall of Fame of broadcasting and everything he did for this franchise.
I do. I mean, you know, obviously there's three distinct voices in the story of what technically is a young franchise, right? I mean, we're going into the 25th year. I believe it's the 25th year anniversary of the Tampa Bay Rays, you know, before Devil Rays, with 98 being, because I know I'm celebrating my 30th, like the
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Welcome to hour number two, the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com. I'm Mike Rickard, alongside Ben Botham, a very special show for us, very special to the community of the St. Pete community, Tampa St. Pete community. Even if you're not a baseball fan, people are aware of the loss we had of the broadcaster, Dave Wills, and this is a tribute to Dave, and that's Ben Botham sitting across from me. Great conversation there with Rusty and, of course, Dave McCarthy, and then Ferg sharing his story as well. And now the man behind RadioSt.Pete.com and an absolute baseball junkie, if you will, Joe Bordeaux is kind enough to join us on a very active day for RadioSt.Pete.com and Sunshine 96.7 FM. How are you, my friend? Did you listen to that Rusty conversation? Pretty interesting.
Yes, I did, and it was good to hear his voice. I'm sitting right outside Grapes Wine Cafe on Corey Avenue in St. Pete Beach, where we're holding our Sunshine 96.7 FM fundraiser and listening to some great music, which seems a little bit out of step here with our memories of old Dave. I'll give you 2 or 3 minutes and then let you get on to Rick Vaughn. I've been a full season ticket holder of the Rays since opening day in 1997. Had the same seats, and I'm a huge Rays fan, and was a huge fan of Dave. And his passing last Sunday morning was to me like I was hit in the stomach. I rarely am affected by any non-family member like I was last Sunday, because he seemed like a family member to me. And you also realize that exactly 1 week ago, Dave and Andy were signing on from Steinbrenner Field for the ball game last Saturday afternoon, and I heard the last inning and his last broadcast as I was driving down US 19 after going to a Phillies Pittsburgh game, and it just unbelievable that he was gone, right after that. No idea at all. I've been kind of a student of baseball play-by-play broadcasters. I actually, when it gets into February and March and I'm longing for baseball, I listen to old games on radio, and I listen to Vin Scully, and I listen to Ernie Harwell, and I will be listening to Dave Wills in the future years. I've had an opportunity to work my way into professional baseball a little bit myself, and filled in on the Durham Bulls radio and TV several times, and is about 150 games in Double A. So in late in life, I got to do it as well, but not do it anywhere near as well as icons of the broadcast booth like Dave.
Well, you alluded to that maybe that music wasn't appropriate. I beg to differ after some of the conversations I've had with people. He's in the Irish Broadcasting Hall of Fame. He was a gregarious Irishman who loved fun and music. He'd come down to Ferg's, and his favorite song was Kung Fu Fighting. He'd ask Mac to play it, and anyone that socialized with him said, He would have liked a celebration of life as we reflect back on the great Dave Wills.
Absolutely, Mike. And I can tell you, it was a kind of a sad jazz piece that was being played when I said that. No, absolutely. And I'll tell you one other quick story. I was honored to be the chair of the Tampa Bay Rays Clutch Hitters for a couple of years, a business club that supported the Rays. And each year we work with Bart Topkin and Dave and Andy on a fundraising banquet for the Tampa Bay Rays Foundation, and Dave and Andy are our MCs every year. And so I got to know him probably best, through those events each year. But we had a clutch hitters road trip, as we used to do once or twice a summer. We'd go out of town and 20 or 30 of us would go to, in a way, a Rays series. And one of my absolute all-time baseball memories was going to Cleveland just 3 or 4 years ago. Rays won Friday night, Rays won Saturday. The ballpark in downtown Cleveland sold out. And after the Saturday night game, we all repaired to a neighborhood pub to meet Dave after the broadcast. Andy upstairs eating ice cream, and Mark was finishing his story for the paper. So I had a nice conversation there with Dave. And then suddenly a young man was walking down the street with a knapsack, and Dave goes, "Skip," and it's Kevin Cash. So Kevin Cash comes in, and before we know it, we're all sitting with not only Kevin, but the entire coaching staff replaying that night's baseball game. And I told my wife when I got home, I have been to baseball heaven. I've been to the sold-out Major League Baseball game. The Rays won it, and I drank beer with the coaching staff and talked about the ball game afterwards, and the manager, and Dave Wills. And I'll never replace those memories. My best to Dave's family and the entire Tampa Bay Rays family. What a great, great broadcaster and a great man.
That's a fabulous memory, Joe. Hey, on the business side, tell people how they can support. I did in the first hour how they can support RadioSaintPete.com that's launched this broadcast and many more sports broadcasts locally here in the greater St. Pete area.
I appreciate the opportunity. Radio St. Pete is a nonprofit 501c3 all volunteer platform. As we speak here, we're doing two live remotes at once, yours and here at Grape Swine Cafe on the FM. We exist with listener support, and folks who would like to support local community radio in St. Pete can do it most easily by going to our website, RadioSaintPete.com, and clicking the donate button. And there are various ways to do that. But that's the best way. RadioSaintPete.com, the donate button. We'll appreciate any help we receive.
All right, my friend. I certainly appreciate that. It was a great story. And, you want to talk about local, this story, a tribute to Dave Wills, is certainly local and impacts a good portion of this community. You guys have a great day out there.
And my best to fellow T.C. Williams Titan Rick Vaughn, who will be on next.
Yeah. Oh, I'll have to open up with that. All right.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. For you that's not in that loop, that's the high school they went to, and that's it's up north. Remember the Titans? Did you ever see that show?
I might have caught it.
If it's not a baseball show, you're not watching it.
A lot of times, I'll generally miss out on it, Mike.
It's actually a true story.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It's inspirational.
It's on my list.
You're a high school baseball coach. You've got to start looking for inspirational movies to get this 21st century youth interested in and motivated in. Remember the Titans.
I don't know if it's movies that motivate him now, Mike. It's more the food at the end of the game that gets.
That's always been a staple. The food, especially T-ball.
Hey, they always.
There's nothing like watching a T-ball game as it gets towards the end, and they've been hitting each other up in the dugout. What'd your mom bring today?
The team mom bringing the snacks.
Yeah, and if you brought some dog food, some bad stuff, you're on the outs, man.
You might as well stay on left bench and not come back next week.
All right, well, let's talk to Rick Vaughn. We just had a conversation with Joe Boudreau, and Joe Boudreau said to say hello to a fellow T.C. Williams graduate. I didn't know that was your alma mater, my friend.
Isn't that crazy? I met him here like 20 years ago. We started talking, and then all of a sudden, discovered we went to the same high school, and that's, you know, I'm sure he told you that's the movie Remember the Titans.
Junkie. I can give you every one of the lines in that movie, and I'm sure you guys probably can as well, since it was your alma mater.
Yeah, I was actually in school during all of that. I was on the baseball team, but I played ball against every one of those kids growing up, you know, rec ball, basketball, football, baseball. And so I knew them all very, very well. The quarterback, Ronnie Bass, they had one thing wrong about him in the movie. They had him as a lefty, and he was not a lefty. He was a righty. He did not play on the varsity baseball team, but he played on my summer baseball league team. And when I pitched, he played shortstop and vice versa. So he became a pretty good friend of mine. But it was such a great time to be around that, to witness that whole kind of coming together of the city. Pretty cool story to live.
I would have had you on just to talk about that on my high school show one of these days.
That's anytime,
intriguing, man. My friend. But this is a special show. 2 hours of conversation on your very, very good friend that you were instrumental in bringing to the Rays, this Dave Wills tribute. We had some nice stories from Oresti, the Big O, and Dave McCarthy shared some of the interaction in the press box he had with him. And Ferg told a great story about him. And that's the purpose of having you on is to go back. And again, my condolences, because I know you guys were very, very close. And I met him half a dozen times, and I was extremely impressed. And how appropriate, you know, celebration of life on the St. Patrick's Day week, because, you know, he was one of those kind of Irishmen that lived life and was gregarious and gave back.
Yeah, gregarious is a good word for him. Yeah, this has been a tough week. I was over at the house to see Liz and Michelle, his wife and daughter, last Sunday, and I think I'm going to go over there this evening just to visit with them for a while. It's so hard to see people that you care about in so much pain. You know, they're in so much pain, and there's nothing that you can do or say that's going to make them feel any better, and it's kind of a helpless feeling. And I'm pretty lucky. I feel fortunate that I got to see him a couple times recently. We were over at his house for the Super Bowl, and then he and Liz went to Punta Gorda a couple weekends ago, rented a place down there for the weekend, and we just drove down on Saturday and had dinner with them. So I got to see him a few times here in the last recently, and I'm really happy that I did, because he was a very good friend of mine, and he was a terrific broadcaster. He was everything, because he had such a good voice. He had that conversational style, him and Andy. But he was also, like Mark Topkin wrote in the Times last weekend, that he enjoyed being who he was. Dave Wills enjoyed being Dave Wills. And that means that he didn't mind being the center of attention, because first of all, he was good at it, and he made people feel good, and he made people gravitate towards baseball. And he was a great promoter of the game, and he the passion that he had for it came out on the broadcast. And, he's just a bad, bad loss for baseball, because he was such a good storyteller. And he had that firm voice, but it was still a welcoming voice. You know, it was still, like I said, conversational. It was still educational. He's going to be missed for a long, long time here in this community.
Yeah, you know, I've listened to several broadcasts, and you know, the people that knew him well and the interaction, you expect a lot of their stories in their representations of the professional man he was. But I also like that he's just a regular Joe, as far as I can gather, and how he went out of his way for other human beings. And someone shared the other day a story that they'd met a gentleman in a retirement home who was almost 90 years old, and he was blind. And this guy was doing some volunteer work that called into this particular show. I think it was over on WDAE. And he said that he listened to every game on the radio and loved Dave Wills. And this is several years ago, 2 years ago, in fact. Out of the blue, he didn't know Dave Wills. This gentleman reached out on Messenger. He went to his Facebook and thought, well, I'm going to give it a shot. And he did. And Dave reached out after the ball game, called him and said, yeah, what do you want me to do for this gentleman? And he ended up, long and short of it, he ended up going to this gentleman's nursing home and meeting him on his way home several weeks ago. They were on a road trip and he came back, and he didn't know the guy that requested it, and he didn't know this gentleman who's now passed away, but he went out of his way to make this guy's day in life, I'm sure. That's amazing.
Yeah, that was, that was Dave. He was, he knew how impactful he was, you know, as a broadcaster. And he, like I said, he didn't shy away from that. And he just had, I spent many years with Dave, and I never saw Dave when people came up to Dave, whether it was, you know, leaving the field at the Trop or being out somewhere. Dave never made anybody feel like they were infringing on his time. And, you know, sometimes he had places he had to be, but he never made people feel uncomfortable, and he never rushed people. And he sort of had the same kind of thing that I like to think that I've always said about Joe Madden, is that, people talk to Dave for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and they often feel like they just met their best friend. You know, he just has this way of making people feel good. You know, there were so many days when the team was really bad early on when Joe came over in 2006 and 2007 were two really rough years. We were bad. And we would walk in there every night. They did Dave and Andy would do the pregame show from Joe's office, normally right before we went out for batting practice. And we would come in there, and I usually sat in with them as a PR guy. And we would sit in there, and we'd come in, and we'd be down. You know, we'd lost seven in a row or whatever. Something had happened that was negative. And every single time we left that office, we felt better. And that was like Joe and Dave kind of working their magic together, you know. And so it was really cool to be a part of that, you know, to witness that. So I feel like both of them sort of have that. Dave had it and Joe has it. And it's a gift. I mean, it's a real gift. And Dave never forgot where he came from. You know, he's old school Chicago. You know, there was nothing better he liked when we went on road trips to Chicago to show off, you know, his old haunts, you know, old, you know, drinking and eating establishments that he had visited.
His neighborhood taverns.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a place at Comiskey. It was that old Comiskey, too.
Yeah.
Called Bertucci's, and it was it's a restaurant down the right field line in the ballpark there. And every single game that we played there, when I was on a road trip with those guys, which was most of the time, we would go out to Bertucci's, you know, before the game and get a roast beef sandwich or Italian beef sandwich or sausage or something. And when he went out there, it was like he was the mayor of the ballpark, you know, once he was out there. It was a pretty mass area to eat, picnic tables and stuff, and people would eat out there before the. And when he walked out there, it was like everybody was you know, they just loved him, and they were all mobbing him, and the guys, the Bertucci brothers, they loved him to death. And he's just old Chicago, and he kind of brought that style down here.
And I enjoyed that. You know, I think I mentioned I was with the Cubs organization during the Harry Caray days. Same kind of a gregarious personality.
Yeah, yeah.
Going up down Rush Street. Yep. And Dave, and a few times I was supposed to be with him on the 23rd over at Baseball, Bourbon, and Cigars
with the Florida Sports Authority.
Oh, yeah.
And last year when we launched the first one, he's just out there with the people, and young Ben Botham sitting across from me, and you talked to him before. Ben was just amazed, you know. He's just rolling, then he's talking to Lou Piniella, Wade Boggs, but then he's talking to a schmo like me, and that's just how he rolled.
Yeah, yeah. The Rays are going to miss him a great deal. I know they know that, but not just because he was a really good broadcaster, but he was a really great ambassador and just moved very easily among people. You know, he was always pretty comfortable, and he was also really active on social media, which was a great, again, another great benefit to the Rays, because he got the message out on stuff better than a lot of people did. And I just, like I said, I was really fortunate to be around when we brought him in, and that was one thing that I was probably one of the most proudest things of working there for 20 years was being involved in getting Dave and Andy as our broadcasters. So, and the proof is in the pudding.
We're talking to Rick Vaughn, of course, as he just alluded to, 20-plus years across the street with the Rays, Director of Communications, very good friend of Dave Wills and our tribute here, and recently author of 100 Years of Baseball on St. Petersburg Waterfront, How the Game Helped Shape a City. And, you know, Aresti just mentioned that when people look at Rays history, this 25-year-old franchise, he certainly should be in their Hall of Fame, because as you just said, being the voice during the tough years, all the way to the World Series years, the first league championships, all those milestones, he certainly should be, and I think eventually in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
I'd like to see him.
I've only been here 7 years, but I thoroughly enjoy him, and I listen to a lot of voices out of Chicago, Minneapolis, and Kansas City, and New York, being a Yanks fan. But yeah, he deserved to be in both Hall of Fames.
Yeah, I think he's a lock for the Rays Hall of Fame. I would think they would want to try to do that sooner than later. I know they just announced their first class, but my guess is he'll have to get in there really soon, and he deserves it. And you know, he's got enough time and certainly to get the award from the Hall of Fame. That's a little tougher nut to crack, but I think he definitely at some point is going to get inducted there as well.
Well, I do know that the Rays are going to honor him on April 27th when the Rays do play the Chicago White Sox. Of course, he was an announcer for them for 11 years and announced for us for 18 years. It's kind of crazy how all of this kind of worked out. The White Sox, were supposed to come down here, become the Florida White Sox, and then it became the Rays, of course, once the deal kind of fell through. And we end up getting an announcer from the White Sox to come here to the Rays for, 18 years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as much as he loved his hometown of Chicago, I think he really found his home here. I don't think he and Liz were ever going to leave here, and I think he would have been very happy doing these games for the rest of his career. He fell in love with living down here, became a great ambassador, and had so many people always coming down from Chicago, staying at his house, and he loved showing them around and being a great ambassador for Tampa Bay, not just for the Rays.
Has Mark Ferguson ever shared his story with you about you may have been with him when he was coming from the airport to make the announcement, and he had someone from Chicago, I believe it was his attorney, but when he drove by Fergs, he asked the driver, what's Fergs? And he told him that that's where everybody goes before and after. And then the Tampa Bay Times interviewed him and asked him, he told him his mantra is getting to know the fans and working in the community, which he did a superb job of, obviously. And he said, I look forward to meeting a lot of people at Ferg's. And apparently the next day he was called into Vince's office and was told not to be doing any plugs for lowly type advertisers that are non-advertisers like Ferg's. I think that's a classic.
Yeah, that was one of the challenges that we had early on to deal with. You know, unfortunately, I think there was a lot of truth to that story. But Ferg's,
he's been, you know, obviously Mark's been a great friend to the Rays and a great friend to everybody who worked over there and was always willing to help and do whatever he could to promote the team, whether he was an official sponsor or not. I don't think that should have mattered at all. But, yeah, Dave loved going to Ferg's. There's no question about that.
Well, we're gonna name I think we're gonna have one of the craft beers make a beer, Dave Wills draw for the baseball season. I just threw that out to Mark a little bit ago, and he used to have a bar down here that was Dave's bar. They had a sign, and we're gonna put that back up as well.
Oh, good, that's awesome.
Well, my friend, I know it's been a tough week for you. I know the feeling when I lose somebody that close, a friend that you were instrumental in getting them here and then become, you know, such tight friends. We wish the family nothing but prayers and through this tough time. We'll see you May 6th down here for a signing. Meet the author.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Looking forward to it, man.
We'll have some fun, and I appreciate you on this very special day. I'm going to get this archive for you and email it to you so you can give it to the family later on so they can have it in their archives.
That'd be awesome, Mike. Thank you so much for thinking of that, and thanks for having me on.
All right. He's Rick Vaughn. We need to take a break here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Toby Hall. He played for the White Sox, and Toby played for the Rays. And this tribute to the great Dave Wills on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection.
Halftime's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes. Yes. With the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Visit RadioSaintPete.com for a great variety of local audio programs, live coverage of local events, award-winning syndicated radio programs, over 800 Tampa Bay musicians, and of course, local sports coverage. Download the free Radio St. Pete apps or find RadioSaintPete.com on your enabled speakers. RadioSaintPete.com is where local music lives.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Yeah. Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on this very special Saturday, this May 11th, a tribute to of course, Dave Wills. And nice conversation with Rick Vaughn, instrumental in bringing him down here. He was the communications director for 20 years. And if there's anybody that knew Dave Wills, it certainly was Rick Vaughn.
Yeah, it certainly was. I mean, he seems to have touched every person who he's met. And that just shows how great a man that he was and the legacy that he will forever have left here on the Tampa Bay area.
Absolutely. And you got some breaking news for I grew up in the area and I saw him coach, and he was a old school tough guy.
Oh yeah, unfortunately we are breaking the news that the Vikings former head coach Bud Grant has passed away at the age of 95. Born 1927 to 2023.
I don't know a lot about them, Mike.
So I certainly do. The Purple People Eaters. And that was the late, great Bud Grant. 95 years young. You know why he lasts that long?
Why is that, Mike?
He drank ice pick vodka.
Oh, wow. The best vodka in town, I hear.
Horsley, that's Ben Botham. We're live on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Hey, help yourself to one of those free pints at Sea Dogs. Yeah, I like to put those out here when Ferg sees them, and then he tries to keep up with you, and he does a $5 off right there. So anyway, in fact, that conversation, I was just going to do this promo, that conversation with Rick Vaughn, former communications director and the author of The 100 Years of Baseball in St. Petersburg, is brought to you by Sea Dogs Brewery and Shipyard Brewing Company, proud sponsors of our conversations down here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. And I didn't do that just because you're sitting there. That's actually in the script, correct?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I read it earlier before the show even started, Mike. We're locked in.
Yeah. You know when somebody that's helping you when your world sneaks up on you, you want to make sure you've done due diligence, and we certainly have. All right, so back to Bud Grant. Growing up in Northwest Iowa, 100 years ago, the Minnesota Vikings. I was a Packer fan, but the Minnesota Vikings had the Purple People Eaters. They had a guy named Fran Tarkenton. They played in Metropolitan Stadiums, kind of like Lambeau. It's not as cool, but you're talking sub-freezing, you know. They played the Dallas Cowboys in the 1976 NFC NFL championship then, and it was 13 below. He was one of those guys, no heaters on the sidelines. We're the tough guys. We're from Minnesota. Very successful. He had a flat-top haircut. Looked like he was a drill sergeant. And he probably lived to be 95 just out of orneriness, but a kind human being. Yeah. So thanks, Baseball Ben Botham, for that tribute.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I don't really know a lot about football, but I did call it this year. The Vikings were going to be a bit of a fraud. But if we're going to talk about a little bit of football, our very own Tom Brady has shot down any rumors that he will make a comeback.
I told you that.
I know.
Everyone's probably got the inside track.
Everyone was saying, you know, all the rumors were pointing towards Miami, like I kind of predicted.
You're 24. You're used to today's world. Are you not familiar with fake news, content,
I know,
sensationalized?
Let me give you here the tweet that he rebuked any notion of a comeback. He said, "Anyone who thinks I have time to come back to the NFL has never adopted a two-month-old kitten for their daughter."
Now that he does have some free time, if he's getting he's inserting a little humor into his replies these days.
Well, that was another one of the rumors, Mike. Apparently, he was thinking about doing a little stand-up comedy.
I can't, you know, our good friend Tom Gribbins, I think he might advise him differently, who knows the world of comedy. I don't, people would watch it. In fact, I hate to admit this, but I went to the 80s for Brady movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, 80 for Brady.
Well, it's a sports movie.
Did you take your mother, Mike?
No, I took, well, I'm going to take my mother now. I took my girlfriend, and she said it's a sports movie. No, honey, it's a great story because I don't like the chick flicks, mm-hmm. And so we went to it. It's entertaining, I'll say that.
My mother and my nana both very much enjoyed it, Mike.
Oh, they went?
Oh yeah, I'm more looking forward to John Wick 4. That's my cup of tea.
You're a sad state. Here's a movie you do want to watch, folks. If you want some humor, and it's got some true story, and I love Woody Harrelson. Some people say that I resemble him, or he resembles me, but. Champions. It was out yesterday, and it's the gist of it is, and it's getting rave reviews. The gist is, this guy's he's a hardcore NBA scout. He's coaching, you know, in let's say the CBA, and he gets ejected, and part of his punishment, they send him to work with these special needs kids, and the majority have Downs, and he's the coach. Just that whole transition period, it looks hilarious, the interaction, and Champions, and it came out yesterday.
That sounds like a great movie. I got to make sure I watch it. I always love Woody Harrelson. I think he's a pretty good guy.
All right, let's go back to the conversations we've had so far in this two-hour tribute to the late, great Dave Wills. just a man of the people. And it's something that we've got to work on. As Mark said, we're going to put Dave's bar that he had here in the past. We'll put Dave's bar up during the baseball season. We're looking to for a Fred, this is where you come in. We're looking for a signature beer or signature cocktail that we need to make up for Dave. He used to love to come across the street, and he was a regular. So we'll have to come up with something for baseball season. We'll put our heads together, and we'll get Sea Dogs in the Shipyard, nice people together, and we'll come up. You know, we had Champa Bay, which we still pour here aggressively. In fact, moves a lot. But the only cocktail I do have. Hey, by the way, I came down the other day and missed you. And you haven't had – you've had a Champa Bay.
I have had.
You slugged down two before you went on the air one time.
Hey, Mike, watch out. I had a couple of them. I mean, they're a very good beverage. I enjoy them.
I forgot about that. We're efforting Toby Hall. You said you're going to the Strawberry Fest?
Yep, going to be going to the Strawberry Festival tomorrow. That should be a lot of fun. It's the last day. Apparently, Lynyrd Skynyrd's going to be performing. I know.
Lynyrd Skynyrd, there is no Lynyrd Skynyrd any longer.
I know. Their last member of the band passed away. But
they're all deceased. I'll tell a little humorous story as we're waiting for Toby Hall. So my father's still alive. He's 84 years old. And I'm talking to him about a year ago. And he's a retired professor, and he's prolific. He puts on garage sales. He goes around. He doesn't need the money. He does it for a hobby. It drives his wife nuts. So he's preparing for one, and he calls me, and I can hear Lynyrd Skynyrd Freebird just jamming in the back. I go, "Pops, where are you at?" He goes, "My garage." And I mind you, he's 82 then. I said, "Your garage?" I said, "That's Lynyrd Skynyrd in the background. He probably got the album it was an album. He probably got it at a garage sale, right?" So he says, "I love that guy."
Yeah.
I go, "That's not a guy, though, Pops." I said, "That's a band." "Oh, no. Lynyrd Skynyrd's a guy. He's the voice behind him." I go, "Okay, rock on, Pops." But I thought that was comical. So you're going to the Strawberry Festival.
Oh, yeah. Definitely going to go check it out. I've actually probably haven't been since I was right around 5 years old, Mike. So it's been a long time.
19 long years ago.
Yeah.
Well, they say that it's actually better. I have not been. I told myself I was going to go this year. They say it's better than the Florida State Fair.
The Florida State Fair is a lot of fun, though.
I am a huge fair. Iowa State Fair, the number one fair in America.
Oh, I've heard differently number from my one. Friends in Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, you'll hear that from Wisconsin. What do you think? One is Iowa, two Minnesota, Wisconsin's a week three, and then you get down to the Texas State Fair. I'm a State Fair junkie. For 11 years, I did all my broadcasts there. That's where they start the caucuses. It's instrumental. So I have not gone to Florida State Fair because I was going to be disappointed.
But if you go to the Strawberry one, Mike, I promise you, it's gonna give those a run for its money. Everything to all the bands that they have playing. I remember
they had a great lineup.
They had AC/DC one year, Rush, all kinds of great bands.
Not really my genre, but the Pointer Sisters. Two nights ago, I saw them in Vegas, and I should have gone. Well, I had something going on of significance, but I should have gone to the Pointer Sisters. You don't even know who they are.
No clue.
Your mom will know. Your pops will know. I'm an R&B guy. But anyway, Toby Hall, former White Sox catcher, if I can say that properly, and Tampa Bay Rays, he's probably in the middle. His daughter is showing cows. That's what she does. Through 4-H, and nothing reminds me of Iowa like that. And, you know, his son right now, Taden, he's in the which organization? Oh, he's in the Pirates organization, and he's down in Arizona. Toby's spending his time this year. Last year he was down there all the time. It's his daughter's senior year, and she's showing cows. He sent me some pictures. So we'll keep efforting him, and that's where he's at, is the Strawberry Festival. And bravo for being a great father and doing that for his daughter.
How do you pick the best cow, Mike? What is it like? Where do they make the most milk, the best tasting milk?
Iowa, how would I know that?
Mike, you're the one bringing up cow judging.
Steers.
Excuse me.
Cows is Wisconsin, dude. That's where they milk cows. But
so no cheese, no milk, no cheese curd.
Wisconsin, Florida. They don't know anything.
Mike, I want some cheese curd. I want something good out of this.
That's Wisconsin, brother.
I don't want to just smell the methane.
Hey, cheese curds?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I got a friend who's a multimillionaire. Mm-hmm. He's had the cheese curd stands for 30 years. He got them from his father, and all those, he works his way from Minnesota to Texas. He works 6 months out of the year and then sits back. I said, where'd you make your fortune? Cheese curds. That's not BS. Cheese curds.
When's he going to bring a food truck down here, Mike? I'm a cheese curd aficionado, believe it or not.
Yeah, well, keep that up, and you will not be you'll have a stint in.
Hey, that was one of my favorite meals to make, and everyone used to come over to my house after long nights of playing baseball. They'd come over. I'd fry up some cheese curds. Ooh, I'll tell you what, Mike, I was a popular guy because of that.
Well, your doctor will love you as you get older. All right, why don't we take a break right now? We'll take a break, and then I'll effort Toby one more time. And then, of course, Mac's going to come on, the DJ down here. The funny story that I love is that his favorite song, Dave Wills, when he came to Ferg's, and he came here off, and he loved this place, was Kung Fu Fighting.
What else are you going to play, Mike? It's a crowd pleaser.
Kung Fu Fighting. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network live from downtown St. Petersburg in this Dave Wills Tribute Saturday. We'll be right back.
Halftime's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes. With the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from the Clubhouse Studios, inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Visit RadioSaintPete.com for a great variety of local audio programs, live coverage of local events, award-winning syndicated radio programs, over 800 Tampa Bay musicians, and of course, local sports coverage. Download the free Radio St. Pete apps or find RadioSaintPete.com on your enabled speakers. RadioSaintPete.com is where local music lives.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure Bait Super Scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. I had a little timeout delay there. Brought to you by Shipyard Brewing and Ice Pick Vodka, our Dave Wills tribute all the last 2 hours. And appropriate that we wind down with Toby Hall, a former Chicago White Sox, and, of course, a Tampa Bay Ray. And I'm certain that the news just struck you like it did. We just got done talking to Rick Vaughn. We had a nice conversation with Areste, and I wanted to get your perspective on the great Dave Wills.
Yeah, it's just awful. It's early Sunday morning, I think before it even came out, got a text from a buddy. It's tragic. It's the energy that he brought out for the Rays and just the listeners and him and his just as a person, and our heart just goes out for their family.
Toby, let's talk about the interaction that he had with the players, because as Rick had alluded to, you know, and the rest he did, that, you know, the play by play guys are important to the players and how they represent them and they interact and it sounds like there wasn't anyone that didn't love Dave Wills.
Yeah, and especially pregame or postgame and the interviews and getting our feedback from whether it's pitchers or just stuff that they can use for. When they do their broadcast and everything. So, he meant a lot to a lot of us.
Well, there's some, celebration of life stories that are going to be taking place looking back because he was a gregarious guy and Ben pointed out earlier to me that he was inducted into the Irish appropriate on St. Paddy's Day week that he was inducted to the Irish Broadcasting Hall of Fame, and he enjoyed being with the crowd and having coldies and having fun down here at Ferg's. And they say everywhere he went, that he was that kind of guy.
Yeah, he brought the spirit out there and his energy with fans and everybody and. Yeah, it just sucks.
Did you happen to know him when you were with the White Sox?
Oh yeah, yeah. The year I got traded, that's the first. I think it was the first year that him and Andy came over, or maybe the first 2 years before that. But he does so much stuff too, like in the community with Buddy Baseball, handicapped with kids, and does their games and announces them to come to the plate and. A lot of people don't realize how much he did outside in the community.
Well, those are the things that we're finding out about right now, and that's the testament of any man, regardless of what they do in this lifetime. And he will be sorely missed on not just on the call that I've been here 6.5 years and I'd listened to radio and I fell in love with those guys, and I worked in the Cubs organization, as I talked earlier, with Harry Carey and Ronnie Sano in that era, then advanced them to Pat Hughes and been listening to the Yankees forever. But this tandem, I believe, and Dave McCarthy from the Ted Williams Foundation, he said the same thing. He's been listening to baseball for 50-60 years. They should be in. He should be in the Hall of Fame, and he's one of the greats.
Yeah, for sure, I agree, and we'll definitely all push for that, and make sure it happens.
Hey, I was having a little fun at my expense and your expense talking about the Strawberry Festival. I saw those pictures of your daughter, and it reminded me of the Iowa State Fair. And I said I applaud you as a father for being so active in that. And I said he's probably busy right now when we couldn't reach you. And then when I got this text, having cow issues, it took me back home, my friend. Took me back to Iowa.
Yeah. So the big auction's tonight, and then there's no service, not too much service over there at Strawberry Festival, so I had to go out in the car and pull out. So, the big show's tonight.
Well, I certainly appreciate you taking that time to do so. We're going to archive this, and Rick Vaughn's going to get the show to his family. Rick's been over there several times with the wife and the kids, and he said you are all aware. I didn't know him that well. It's a very tough time when you lose somebody that close to you, and I think this entire St. Pete, Tampa family of Rays fans and anybody that knew him is mourning because it was so sudden.
Yeah, we're just going to huddle around his family and make sure that everything's okay.
All right. Speaking of okay, how's Tatum doing? He's in Arizona right now?
Yeah, he's doing good. He's been out there the last couple of weeks and just getting acclimated to all that. And they started games up, I think it was Wednesday. So, getting it cranking again, get the timing down, and he's got some long days because he's catching, playing first, and outfield. So they got him juggling everywhere.
Well, Matt's a versatile utility man, and we'll catch up to him when things slow down a little bit. Thank you, Toby, for taking time out on this this tribute to the late, great Dave Wills, and good luck to your daughter.
For sure. Thank you. You guys take care.
All right, man.
Bye.
Kobe Hall, always generous with his time and generous to the youth. It was last year, he and his son, Tayden, who was at USF for a period of time, now he's in the minors, he came down, he said, I'm throwing a little bash. Well, Mark told me. He had 200 Little Leaguers out back with cheeseburgers and hot dogs before a ball game. And it was a circus back there. I hearkened for those days when my kids were that young, and it was a blast. You would have been right in the middle of it, Coach.
I bet. I mean, it's. I remember when we did a little bit of community work with the Seminole baseball team. We went to the Madeira Beach Little League, and we welcomed everybody to opening day, shaking hands. And it's something to deal with a lot of those T-ballers and the Little Leaguers. They got a lot of energy.
Well, we were trying to get a hold of Mad Mac. He's been the DJ down here for quite some time, but Madman Mac, and he scared me. You know, he's kind of a wild man, retired St. Pete PD, great guy, superb. Well, we talk about our favorite band, the Black Honkies. Mm-hmm. He's the sound man. He's probably really? One of the premier sound men in the area. Alan McTavish, by the way, if you're looking for a sound man. But he is I guarantee you, bachelor for life. And he had said, I'm getting ready. And he typed in, my wedding right now. This is last night. I'm like, don't do it. I didn't even know you had a regular squeeze. He finally corrected and said, a wedding. And that's, but he is actually at the wedding right now doing the sound. But I almost had a heart attack when he said, I'm at my wedding right now.
What, do you hop a flight to Vegas real quick, Mike?
You never know a Madman Mac. But he has some great stories, and we'll have him on to share them, about the great Dave Wills, who, folks, we lost, unfortunately, a week ago. Tomorrow, suddenly. He had just done the call, Yankees and Rays, on Saturday. And I remember I got, Matt called me in the morning, Sunday morning, early. And I thought, he's usually pimping me on some topic, you know.
Sure.
And I thought, here we go. And he was very somber. He said, we lost Dave Wills. And then Mark called me. And I don't see Mark get, too emotional on too many topics. And, it was obvious that they had a good friendship when he told his story, which I still think is a classic. That any bar owner would love that free press. Gets in the Tampa Bay Times. That when I get to Tampa, I'm gonna get to St. Pete. I'm gonna go to Ferg's and meet all the fans.
Well, he certainly stayed, and he must have enjoyed it just like everyone does when they come here. And there's something about hearing people on the radio and the way that their voice stays with you. You never forget it. I don't know if it's maybe because you can't see the face of the person behind it most of the time, but it leaves a lasting connection to the listener, especially someone as good as Wills.
Well, you heard Dave McCarthy. He's 70 years old. I'm 66. And here I am telling you my stories in the summer, staying at my grandfather's on the lake, and he's firing Chesterfield straight, one after another, blowing smoke in my face. We're playing gin and rummy. I'm, 10 years old, listening to Halsey Hall do the call on the Minnesota Twins broadcast network. And to this day, and he had the little, he had the little transistor writer there, and he'd go to sleep, pass out. I'd go grab and I'd go upstairs and listen to the radio. And everybody remembers, if they're a baseball fan, who was on the call during their childhood. And I don't care, Vin Scully, the Carries, Harry and Skip and Chip. I mean, in your market, who was it in Boston? Who's on the call in Boston? Do you even know?
Yeah, Remy.
Remy?
Oh, yeah. In fact, Dave McCarthy just said that. Yeah, so you grew up in an area, who was on the call in baseball if you're any semblance of a baseball fan.
Yeah, and even if you aren't someone who listened.
You grew up with Dave Wills.
I certainly did. Every day riding home from school or just going place to place, it was AM 620 WDAE. That's all we were listening to, and my dad's beater of a car at the time when I was younger, that's all. The dial never moved. And even for people who don't listen to sports radio, when you're flipping through the dial and you're listening, you obviously had came across his voice, and
you knew you'd just gotten a baseball game.
Exactly.
That's the thing. Well, the other things he did in the community, for anybody who wasn't a sports fan, you still appreciate everything that he did. and he gave back. He was one of those guys that gave back. He loved his hometown of Chicago. I know that bar that we're talking about, and Kaminsky and left field. So it's been a sad but a great day getting these conversations. So for Dave McCarthy, Oresti Estrada, Toby Hall, Rick Vaughn, of course, Mark Ferguson, Ben Botham, Joe Boudreau called in and shared his stories. Big Ed and Matt on the controls. I'm Mike Rickard. Thanks for listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Wishing you and your families a fabulous weekend. God bless you. God bless America. And as always, be sure to have a championship week. And rest in peace, Dave Wills.